pet-assisted chaplaincy among seniors. One of the most meaningful places for pet-assisted chaplaincy is among seniors. In nursing homes, assisted living communities, memory care settings, and elder-focused ministry environments, a calm and well-prepared animal can help open a door that words alone may not open. The presence of a gentle animal can reduce guardedness, awaken memory, soften anxiety, and create a more natural setting for comfort, conversation, prayer, and spiritual care. But this kind of ministry must be done with wisdom. Older adults are not all the same. Some are lively and socially engaged. Some are lonely. Some are grieving deep losses. Some are living with physical weakness, memory changes, chronic pain, confusion, or fear. Some once loved animals and brighten immediately when they see one. Others may feel nervous, irritated, overstimulated, or simply too tired for interaction. So the chaplain must never assume that animal presence will automatically help. A ministry animal is not magic. The animal is part of the ministry environment, not the center of the ministry. Christ-centered care still depends on the chaplain's discernment, calm presence, and wise pacing. In elder care settings, the first priority is dignity. That means you do not rush toward residence. You do not assume touch is wanted. You do not act as though the animal is there to perform. You do not create a loud or emotionally chaotic moment. Instead, you slow down. You notice the person. You pay attention to body language, facial expression, tone, energy, and staff cues. A simple beginning is often best. You might say, "Hello, my name is Haley, and this is my dog. We're here to visit for a few minutes if that would be welcome." That kind of introduction protects dignity. It gives the resident room to receive or decline. It keeps the moment respectful. Sometimes a resident who says very little may still reach out with a hand. Sometimes someone who has seemed withdrawn may begin talking about a dog they had years ago. Sometimes a person with memory loss may not remember your name, but the animal may help bring calm or familiarity to the moment. Those moments can be beautiful, but they should not be manipulated. Do not force a spiritual meaning onto every response. Do not act as though tears always mean success. Do not turn a tender reaction into a dramatic ministry story. Stay steady. Stay respectful. Let the moment be what it is. A gentle animal may help with emotional openness, but the chaplain must still guide the visit. That means watching the animal closely too. Is the animal calm? Is the animal pulling forward too strongly? Is the animal tired? Is the animal receiving touch well? Is the animal becoming restless or stressed? A good visit in elder care is not just about the resident's response. It is also about whether the animal remains safe, steady, and well-regulated. Some visits should be brief. Some rooms should not be entered. Some residents may need only a greeting in the hallway. Some may welcome a few quiet minutes. Some may be ready for prayer. Others may simply need a peaceful presence and a warm goodbye. Pet-assisted chaplaincy among seniors can be deeply meaningful because it meets people in a season where losses have often multiplied. Mobility may have decreased. Relationships may have thinned. Familiar routines may have vanished. A gentle animal can help create a moment of life, memory, and connection. But remember this clearly. The goal is not to create an emotional reaction. The goal is to serve with wisdom, dignity, and Christ-centered compassion. The best pet-assisted chaplains among seniors are not dramatic people. They are calm people. They are observant people. They understand that older adults deserve patience, respect, and ministry that does not feel rushed, childish, or intrusive. That is how this ministry becomes credible. The animal may open the door, but the chaplain must still walk through it with love, steadiness, and wisdom,